It's All Things Considered, and I'm Dave Lawrence. For the pledge drive this time, we've gone back to some of the memorable artist interviews we've had so far in 2019 and pulled some highlights. In the spring of this year, funk icon George Clinton of Parliament Funkadelic performed his first and last shows in the state as part of his farewell tour. And George took time for us in a rare dressing room interview to explain how and when his lifelong musical journey started.
Grade school, actually, about 1957, Frankie Lyman came out with Why Do Fools Fall in Love? That record was such a hit. Every school had a doo-wop vocal group in it. Throughout my neighborhood in New Jersey, Philadelphia, all that whole area was doo-wop. So we started Parliament. And I was about 14 years old. Sneaking over to the Apollo Theater about a couple of years before that with my cousin, watching the Spaniels and all of the doo-wop groups. You know, rock and roll was just becoming of age at that time. The next generation from 57 to 60, Smokey entered the picture along with Berry Gordy. And now you had the Marvelous, Supremes, the Temptations, Stevie, Marvin. I worked at Jobette in New York City. Stayed there to 69. But we got a hit record, I Want to Testify. And after that, we just changed our whole direction because the European invasion was happening. We went off into Funkadelic.
And George Clinton wasn't the only artist to make a rare appearance in Honolulu this year. We also had a rare visit from guitar great Jose Feliciano, who went from being born blind in poverty in Puerto Rico to becoming a huge international star, and appearing on both TV and in films. And on the note of films, Jose shared with us one of his professional dreams.
I always wanted to play a part of a blind person, to have a real blind person play it.
Right.
The other audacity that I had was I also wanted to play the part of a sighted person, because I know the gestures of sighted people. I could see it now. And the Academy Award for Best Actor in a Movie, Jose Feliciano. You can dream anyway.
I love it, though, brother. That's a great dream.
This whole life of mine has been a dream.
And another guest this year who has certainly ended up living her dream was Sheena Easton, the singer who worked with Prince on a number of projects and also sang the theme song for the James Bond film For Your Eyes Only, which she also appeared in. Sheena explained the profound impacts of losing her father as a very young child.
When I was 10 and he passed, my mother had to go work in a factory. She had to get up at about 5 in the morning, 5:30, leave the house by 6 a.m. And I was handed an alarm clock and front door key at 10 years old. And it was my responsibility to get myself up, get ready, go to school, come home, do my homework, peel the potatoes, do the dishes. My mom would come home and cook the dinner. And so it was expected of me at 10 to be responsible. My father passing made me kind of grow up early. It made me get strong at a very early age.
One of the guests we had on All Things Considered this year was 10,000 Maniacs, the alternative rock band who introduced the world to Natalie Merchant, and who recently made their Hawaii debut. Original member and keyboardist Dennis Drew told us that when Natalie announced she was leaving ahead of their 1992 release, Our Time in Eden, the group were determined to continue and even found support from another major musician also going through similar changes at the time.
And it was a fond farewell. You know, we were never going to stop playing. It was funny because in 92, when we started the tour, Jerry Augustiniak broke his shoulder, our drummer.
Mm.
We had 2 weeks booked in colleges. So we called Max Weinberg from the E Street Band, Bruce Springsteen's band, because Bruce Springsteen had broken up the band and was doing his solo stuff. So Max was out of a job. We called up Max. He said, yeah, I'll do it. So Max Weinberg came and did 2 weeks of shows. And we said, yeah, Max, Natalie's going to quit the band and stuff. He goes, yeah, tell me about it. But he goes, yeah, hey, man. He goes, you guys are going to be fine. Because you guys wrote all that music. You know, you don't have to stop. You know, we took that to heart, and we did not stop.
These are the days.
And here in the state where reggae is such a powerful force, not long before the pledge drive, we were fortunate to welcome back reggae pioneer Jimmy Cliff. And in a long conversation about the earliest days of his career, told us the story about his first visit to the United States in 1964 for a special engagement in New York to perform, but also where he was a spectator.
Yes, I did appear at the World's Fair, and I got rave reviews.
Did you see any American music acts at that time that helped shape your life?
Oh, yes. I went to the Apollo, the Fox Theater in Brooklyn. Black American acts, whenever you get a hit, you're destined to perform at one of those two places, or both. So I saw James Brown, Sam and Dave, all the Motown acts. The thing was, they did like four or five shows a day. So you could go in from 10 o'clock in the morning and come out like 10 o'clock, 11 o'clock in the night. And I bought that all-day ticket, and I would stay and watch every one of them. Yes, so they were inspiring for me.
I'm Dave Lawrence, and those are some of the interview highlights so far this year on All Things Considered.